Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and FMR in Cape Town.
Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's upcoming budget speech on the 20th of February, that's next Wednesday, is going to be something of a waltz with the recent State of the Nation address to the tune of the upcoming elections. And I've got Professor Raymond Parsons of the Northwest University School of Business and Governance in studio to help read the sheet music. Evening, Raymond.
Good evening, Michael.
What can we realistically expect the minister to announce? Let's start with the state-owned elephant in the room around Eskom.
But I think first, Michael, we should start by saying that this time last week we were unpacking the hopeful message of the State of the Nation address, and this week we're unpacking the huge shock which the Eskom saga has given to our economy. And you'll remember a phrase, a week is a long time in politics. Well, South Africa's found that a week is a long time in economics. And that has to some extent changed, I think, the background to the budget. It adds an extra dimension of strain to the budget, because clearly some of the numbers in the budget are indeed related to the GDP figures, and it looks as if we will have to shave something off the growth rate forecast for this year. So that's the one implication which is important for the forecasts, the main forecasts on which some of the budget decisions will hang. And secondly, of course, there is how is Eskom going to be funded within the budget numbers. So those are two important consequences of the past week for the budget, apart from the fact that this is Minister Mboweni's maiden budget, and he's got a tough time anyway without what has even happened in the past week.
One hopes his hat is fully stuffed. An interesting procedural order of events here raises an important question. NERSA is going to be deciding on Eskom's tariff application of 15% at the it's in March. I think it's the first week of March. I might be mistaken, but it's certainly after the budget. How does the finance minister come to any kind of rescue without knowing what NERSA is going to be granting Eskom in terms of its 15% increase? It makes it challenging.
I think it is challenging. I mean, that is why I think there are some extra dimensions to the budget which were not foreseen a week ago, although we must accept, let me say immediately for the record, that the Eskom problem has been a ticking bomb for a long time, but no one knew it was going to go off this week. So the important point here is that some assumptions will have to be made as to whether NERSA will agree to an increase, say, between the CPI and some other figure. I doubt very much whether Eskom will, in fact, get what it is asking for. But clearly there are some short-term decisions that have to be taken in the budget in order to now keep the lights on and to indeed assist Eskom and to get us to the point where longer-term restructuring and indeed some of the changes will have to kick in. Those still have to be debated. I think there's quite a lot of uncertainty as to how sustainable, indeed, trying to break up Eskom will be. What will the exact nature be? I think it's a step in the right direction, but we mustn't, in that process, also close too many other doors that this now makes possible to get Eskom right. So I think these are all new challenges which add to the existing challenges of making these books balance in the budget and doing so in such a way that indeed the credit rating agencies will feel reasonably comfortable with whatever new numbers are projected. The basic challenge in an election year, I think, in this budget is how do you balance prudence with populism? And that will be the big challenge that we will be looking for. And how will it be addressed in the coming budget next week?
Professor Raymond Parsons, head of the School of Governance at Northwest University, with his preview of a very important maiden budget for Finance Minister Tito Mboweni. As he said in his mini-budget speech in October, we can't continue borrowing as we've been doing currently. And if you look at our opportunities to increase primary taxes, those are limited. And with Eskom now thrown into the mix, It's going to be a very interesting maiden budget indeed.